From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Carles Puigdemont, the president of Spain's Catalonia region on Saturday, described the federal government's decision to invoke Article 155 of the Constitution as the worst attack to Catalan people since the Franco dictatorship.
The Spanish government has illegally self-proclaimed their representative of the will of the Catalans, without going through the polls, with little support and against the will of the majority. The government of Mariano Rajoy wants to appoint a directory to remotely control the life of Catalonia from Madrid.
Spain announced an unprecedented plan to sack Catalonia's separatist leaders, install its own people in their place, and call a new local election, using constitutional powers to take control of the prosperous region that is threatening to secede. An Afghan military spokesman says a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul killed at least 15 cadets and wounded several others. Maya Bush has the story.
The Taliban insurgency has claimed responsibility for the minibus bombing, saying the attack was part of its Mansouri insurgent operations underway against Afghan forces and their foreign backers. The attack came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing 50 worshippers and wounding dozens more. On Friday, a suicide bomber killed 33 people at a mosque in the central province of Ghor. That attack killed a pro-government former Afghan jihadi commander and members of his group who were offering prayers at the mosque. A string of militant bombings and battlefield raids across Afghanistan this week has killed more than 200 people, mostly members of Afghan security forces. Maya Bush, VOA News.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in Niger say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to the one that killed four U.S. Green Beret and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Officials say Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports said the attackers were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers. They arrived in five vehicles to launch their attacks. Hundreds gathered to mourn seven of the victims of a militant attack on security forces in Egypt's western desert that killed at least 52. Egypt's security forces suffered one of their deadliest attacks when militants firing rockets and detonating explosives hit a police operation. No group made any claim or statement about Friday's operation not far from the capital. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a statement praising the Syrian Democratic Forces for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control.
Trump wrote in a statement Saturday that the defeat of ISIS, or Islamic State, in the group's self-proclaimed capital city represents a critical breakthrough in the worldwide campaign to eliminate the terrorist organization. Trump said in the statement that the next move is to transition into a new phase in which we will support local security forces, de-escalate violence across Syria, and advance the conditions for lasting peace. While the recapture Tuesday of Raqqa is a significant blow to the Islamic State terror group, images emerging from the city show the enormous cost exacted after 4 months of grueling battle to oust IS militants, with most of the buildings reduced to rubble and tens of thousands of its residents displaced. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
After widespread shock and condemnation, the head of the World Health Organization says he is rethinking his appointment of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador. He made the statement via Twitter. The 93-year-old Mugabe, the world's oldest head of state, faces U.S. sanctions over the government's human rights abuses. The Chinese government says the country's unemployment rate has hit its lowest rate at 3.95%. Through September of this year, nearly 11 million new jobs were created, an increase of 300,000 from the previous year. A personal letter found on the body of a man killed in the sinking of the Titanic sold at auction on Saturday for a record $166,000. The letter is one of the last known to have survived the sinking and still carries stains from its time in the Atlantic. Written by first-class passenger Alexander Oscar Holverson on embossed Titanic onboard stationery, the letter to his mother describes his impressions of the palatial ship, praising the food and the music. For the latest on any of these stories, 24 hours a day, please go to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.